Beijing reported no new local COVID-19 infections on Monday, the first time since the emergence of a market-linked cluster nearly a month ago. The Chinese capital detected 335 domestically transmitted cases from June 11th to yesterday, nearly all connected to the Xinfandi market. So far, 15 of them have recovered and been discharged from hospital. China and India reaffirmed their commitment to easing tensions along their shared border. Special envoys of the two countries held talks over the phone yesterday. They agreed to strengthen negotiations through diplomatic channels and finish the disengagement of their troops as soon as possible. A deadly clash broke out between Chinese and Indian border guards in the Galvan Valley on June 15th. It left 20 Indian soldiers dead, while the number of casualties on the Chinese side has not been released. China and several Arab countries have agreed to jointly fight the novel coronavirus. The two sides held a ministerial meeting via video link yesterday. They agreed to work on vaccine research and development and support the key role of the World Health Organization in fighting the pandemic. Foreign Minister Wang Yi also called on both sides to oppose politicizing COVID-19 and oppose racial prejudice and ideological bias. China says the military exercises conducted by the United States in the South China Sea pose a threat to regional safety. Two U.S. aircraft carriers have conducted exercises in the region shortly after China's military drills there. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Zhao Lijian says the U.S. has ulterior motives to conduct military exercises in the South China Sea at a time when the overall situation in the region is generally stable. He also stresses that China's military exercises in the South China Sea are within its sovereignty and are reasonable. The director of the Wuhan National Biosafety Lab has refuted rumors which claim that some of the researchers at the facility have secretly sold experimental animals on the market. Yuan Zhiming says nobody can take things out of the lab without authorization.
Not even a mosquito can sneak into the lab, and none of our researchers can take even a drop of water or slip of paper out of the lab without authorization. So when people speculate that we might take the experimental animals out to sell, or that these animals might escape from our lab, they actually had no idea about the management and the operations of our lab.
The lab's mainly used for research on deadly viruses, especially those without a known cure or vaccine. Only qualified personnel with extensive biosafety training and experience are allowed inside. All waste items undergo biosafety disposal and sterilization via high temperature and pressure facilities. Singapore's ruling party has held its traditional lunchtime rally online due to the coronavirus. The People's Action Party usually holds a daytime rally during general elections, and this has become a highlight of the election campaign. Singapore Prime Minister and PAP Secretary General Lee Hsien Loong delivered a speech online via social media platforms.
All our experience since the beginning of this year has made clear just how important a good government is to fight COVID-19, support the economy, and get out of this crisis intact. This is what this election is about. Whom do you trust to get you through the very difficult times ahead?
Singapore has one of the highest coronavirus infection rates in Asia, with close to 45,000 cases, but very few deaths at only 26. Singaporeans will vote in the election on Friday.